Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
For a loss back at the 13-yard line of Dodgeville. So the Hornets will explore other options now as they go back to the huddle. Richland Center moving and grooving here. The play comes in from Jaden Shep on the near side. RC has done a good job again tonight of controlling the clock. Tomorrow, as warm as it will be, they may have to give extra timeouts for water breaks on a warm day. In motion is Dosh. Here's the quarterback handing off near side, and Baker is wrapped up and dropped again by Stadola. Stadola breaking through that line and throwing the Hornets all the way back to right around the 19-yard line when all is said and done. So they are marking it backwards. It's third down and goal to go for the Hornets. Shep runs the play in, and RC will huddle up. So awaiting the snap will be Jaden Shep. Shep looking at the wristband, and now the team settling in on the line. Devin Harris will snap the ball. The line is set. There's the snap from center. Handoff going to the right side. And there is a pitch out, and it's going to be Dosh going all the way to score off the pitch from Bronson Perkins on a lateral. And the Hornets score again. 42-14. Brady Dosh will get credit for about a 19-yard run. So he scores again, and the Hornets go up 42-14. Extra point try coming out now. Liam Fingerson and Jaden Shep. The Hornets faked it last time. Shep will be the holder, awaiting the snap from center. Fingerson looks it over. There's the snap. Placement is made. Fingerson's kick is on the way, and it is plenty good. And that'll make it 43-14. Richland Center in the lead, 9:47 remaining in the football game. This is high school football from WRCO Radio Sports.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. And dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com.
Another big score for the Hornets. And they'll kick off again to give it back to Dodgeville with 9:47 remaining. Hornets enjoying this one in front of the homecoming crowd. There's the approach by Fingerson. Line drives it across the ground, and it pops up to around the 14-yard line. Return now by Johnson. Nathan cuts corner, and he's got a little room up to around the 50. Spun around and eventually dropped, and there's a flag on the play. So flag stopped. Johnson with a pretty good run back there. And he, at one point, almost looked like he was going to take it a little further. So the penalty will be assessed on the Dodgers. White hat out to make the mark against the Dodgers. So instead of a ball that's going to be marked around the 50, they're going to mark that 15 yards in reverse. even more than that. It's all the way back at the 25-yard line. Personal foul against the Dodgers. So marked at the 25-yard line, 9:38 remaining in tonight's area football game from WRCO Sports. Tomorrow's pregame time, 2 o'clock, and it's Royal and Ithaca doing battle. The game that really matters for both teams. They have postseason aspirations. Dodgeville with a first down after the penalty is assessed. Their fifth possession of the night. Starting space, the 25-yard line, their own. And a running play coming to the near side. Boasting his way a couple of yards is Harper Olsen. And he'll be brought down by a host of Hornets. Brady Dosh, I think, is going to get a substitution in. I'm not sure if this is a curtain call or not, but Brady Dosh on the stop there and going to be brought from the game. The Hornets with a good-sized lead, and Brady's been in on just about every other play. Give him a little bit of a break here. Second down from the 28-yard line for the Dodgers. Second down and 7. Stadola hands off. Spinning play for the running back. Not going to get much. Gobbled up by the Hornet line. Braden Husom, the running back. Stopped by several Hornets, led by Tate Perkins and Kaizen Switzenberg. Third down and 3 yards to go for the Dodgers. Hard to believe it's the seventh week of the season. I think the warmness has something to do with that, but of course, it's as it always does in the fall, it's going to be a shock to the system next week when we talk about some of the temperatures. It'll be back to seasonal normals, but compared to what we've had, it will be a little chilly. Man in motion for the Dodgers. The motion man gets the handoff, and he bowls ahead for a first down. Out to the 38-yard line, a carry by Jack Graber. Graber brought down by a hive of Hornets once again. Muller on the tackle for Richland Center. And let's see here. It will be a first down. Dodgeville, the ball marked right around the 38-yard line. 8 minutes to go in the game. Richland Center leading 43-14 in area high school football. Stadola under center, a man in motion. That's Bush from the far side. And Bush, the motion man, gets the handoff. And he scoots ahead for a couple of yards, takes a couple with him all the way to the 50. Good run by Griffin Bush of Dodgeville. Brought down by Sean Kolsch. And the whistle sound. Richland Center is going to use a timeout. 7:38 remaining, 43-14 in favor of the host Hornets on homecoming night 2025 from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you looking for unbeatable deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, your go-to for scoring big from the comfort of your home. Bid on state and local municipal surplus with new auctions posted daily. From cars, trucks, boats, and tools to collectibles, jewelry, equipment, and even firearms. You never know what you'll find. Head over to WisconsinSurplus.com now so you don't miss today's treasures. And don't forget to follow Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook for updates and featured items. Happy bidding!
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Sprint Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Sprint Woodland Hills feels like home.
7:38 remaining in the ballgame. Richland Center leading 43-14. It's Dodgeville football, and they have, after a couple of respectful runs, gotten the ball to the 50-yard line. Man in motion for the near side. There is the snap. Motion man gets the handoff, and it's Graber. Graber breaks down to the Richland Center territory all the way to the 40-yard line. Good run. Going to be close to a first down with one fell swoop, and he will. So the sticks will move on. Dodgeville into RC territory. So, hold holding out now for the Hornets, trying to get something done here down the stretch in this one, and we're hoping to possibly get the ball back. We'll see whether they do or not. Trying to keep the scoring going. They've had a nice night. Man in motion with the near side for Dodgeville. Here's a snap from center. There's a quick throw out on the right flat. Caught. And turning upfield is Staver. Braxton Staver driven out of bounds. And that is going to be about an 8-yard gain. Stola Cedola with the throw. Other games tonight, DeSoto and Belleville tied at 28. Prairie du Chien 36-21 over New Glarus. Lancaster leading Broadhead Judah 41-18. Boy, Prairie du Chien coming on with a lead against New Glarus. New Glarus, one of the teams going for a conference championship in the Southwest. Second down, man in motion for the Dodgeville Dodgers, and the motion man gets the carry, gets ahead for a first down, and then brought down strong by the defense. Griffin Bush hit and drop. Blake Muller on the stop, another Dodgeville first down. And Brenton Baker also helping out. First down for Dodgeville, keeping the ball rolling, the clock rolling as well. 6:41 remaining in the football game tonight. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show happens a little while down the road. First and 10, Dodgeville driving the football. They're in Richland Center territory at the 28-yard line. Motion man, there's the snap from center. And Stadola hands off, running play up the gut for Dodgeville. They're going inside the 20 to the 15, down around the 13-yard line. Baker makes the stop. The carry was made by number 20, Braden Husum. And Dodgeville continues to motivate and move the football. Dodgeville back in committee. Duncan Harper given credit for the tackle on that one. Nice play, and Richland Center trying to dig in here. Dodgeville on the march late in the game. 5:45 to play. A man in motion. There's the snap. Motion man getting the football. Cutting right tackle is Graber. And brought down right around the 10-yard line of Richland Center. Jack Graber brought down by several Hornets. Sean Kolsch and Leif Morris over there as well for the Hornets. Number 18. So it's second down. Dodgeville could get a first down and not a touchdown here in this situation with 5:12 to play. Ball is marked inside the 10-yard line of Richland Center. Dodgeville trying to keep on keeping on. Two men wide left, two men wide right, a single running back. The quarterback will take the snap under center. Stadola waiting. There's the snap. Backs up in the pocket, throws to the left side, caught by Dodgeville, and right away hit at the 6-yard line. Good open field hit by Duncan Harper, and the Dodgeville player will get up a little slowly. That was caught by Braxton Staver, and now Staver pops up. So he made the catch, but nice big hit by Richland Center. Keeps him from getting any closer to the goal line. The ball is marked around the 6-yard line. Final tonight, Riverdale 42, Boscobel nothing. Two wins in a row for the Riverdale Chieftains, and a happy homecoming as well. Lancaster 41, Broadhead Judah 18. That's in the fourth quarter. Dodgeville with a third down and about four from the 7-yard line of Richland Center. A man in motion for the near side, that's Johnson. Johnson gets the handoff, gets to about the 6. Before he is brought down by a host of Hornets. Tackle made by Leif Morris. Hornets helped out by Blake Muller and by Holden Grob. Timeout taken by Dodgeville. 3:55 remaining in the football game. Richland Center leading it 43-14. An area high school homecoming football from WRCO Sports.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decoratings Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood, providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks. Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at wccucreditunion.coop. Member NCUA, helping you build a better life.
We're in the fourth quarter, 3:55 to play. Dodgeville faced with a fourth down. Ball is marked right around the six-yard line of Richland Center. Dodgeville breaking huddle. Hornet defense trying to dig in here late in the ball game. Dodgeville down to a fourth and about three. It's not fourth and goal. Ball around the six-yard line. Awaiting the snap and back to throw. Stadola looking to the goal line. Guns it to the near side and is caught by Dodgeville for a touchdown. Nice connection, caught by number 25. That would be Jack Graber. So well thrown by Stadola. And it was pretty well covered by the Hornets, but Stadola found the open man, and Dodgeville gets another score. 43-20, the score. And so the extra point try will come up. Dodgeville has scored some points this year, and they've been in a lot of ball games. Better this one, except the Hornets took advantage with a couple of quick scores in the third quarter. That'll go as a 7-yard TD pass to Jack Graber. Extra point try will be coming up. 3:49 remaining in the fourth. Dodgeville will go for two. Man in motion, Stadola with a long snap count. Back to throw, and the play will be stopped, and a timeout was taken by Dodgeville. Timeout taken. Again, 3:49 remaining here in the football game. Football Friday night coming up following the completion of this one. We salute everybody with the Richland Center High School. It's been a fun and very nice homecoming day. We were out and about for the parade today and good representation from the alumni classes. Class of 75, 80, 69, 61, 68, 55. They were all there today. 65, I didn't say them. And they all got into the spirit of homecoming. Well done. Also, the band did a great job, not only in the parade, but tonight with their Journey medley at halftime. Richland Middle School Marching Band, under the direction of Pam Peterson-Kintz. Performing today. They looked good. We could get a real good bird's eye view of their corners. They did a great job. And all the sport teams were there. High school volleyball. Richland Center will be at a tournament coming up tomorrow in Lodi. All right. Dodgeville looking to go for two after the timeout. Man in motion for the near side. There's the snap. Stadola back, throws it over the middle, and it's batted away incomplete. So the score stays 43-20 in favor of Richland Center. We have 3:49 remaining in high school football tonight from WRCO Sports.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Dodgeville will kick off after the most recent score. Hornets will be in kickoff return mode, and they'll have it for their fifth possession of the night. We'll see if Dodgeville decides to try and do any trickery here. Down by 23 points. So the Dodgers will put a toe into it. Hornets lining up. They've got some of the guys, maybe their hands crew here on the near side. We'll see as Burke approaches. Now he'll kick it deep. Ball's going to be taken right around the 25 on the run, and getting through for a big run back is the Hornet return man, Harper. He gets to the 50, 40, then dropped the ball, and Dodgeville falls on it. Ball was stripped away from the return man. That was Brenton Baker, and he made a nice cut-up field, and then it looked like it was poked out. And Dodgeville will get the football back with 3:39 to go. Big return, but it goes for naught. And Dodgeville will have the ball for a sixth possession in this second half. They'll have the ball at their own 25-yard line. So the Dodgers in committee. Still a little football to play here yet tonight. And the way this game has kind of stretched out a little bit, Dodgeville throwing the ball a little bit more. They feel like they've got some chances to work on some things. Sadola is the quarterback again. Four wide receivers set. We'll see what he does. Man in motion. Motion man gets the handoff, running right side, and he is gang tackled by the Hornets after a yard gain for Jack Graber. Tackle made by Jaden Calland and Holden Graub. Second down. About 8 yards to go for the Dodgeville Dodgers as the play is hustled in from the far sideline. Number nine, Jackson Jabs, is the messenger. Dodgeville trailing by 23 late in the football game. Two men to the near side, two men to the far side. Under center is the quarterback. In motion is Graber. There's the snap. Sadola back. Looking, airs it out, and it's going to be incomplete. Coverage by Richland Center's Bronson Perkins, and a pass intended for Braxton Staver. Stops the clock with 2:47 to go. Third down, Dodgeville. Third and about 8 yards to go from their own 27-yard line. Officials talking it over. Thought for a moment there was a flag, but I did not see one, and it appears there was not. Third down for Dodgeville from their own 27-yard line. There is Stadola back to throw, looking to his right. Guns it near side, and it's caught and ushered out of bounds is the catcher. That's number 25 again, Jack Graber. Helped out of bounds by Owen Muller. And also, let's see, that was Caden Stibbe, number 32. But a first down for the Dodgers. Stops the clock with 2:41 to go as they approach the midfield line. Ball at the 47, Dodgeville's own. 43-20, Richland Center leading here tonight in homecoming football. First and 10, Dodgers. Stadola under center. A single running back behind him. There's the snap. And the Dodgeville quarterback back to throw. Guns it near side, caught, and out of bounds. That, again, was Graber. Gets into Richland Center territory around the 44-yard line. Out of bounds, so it stops the clock. Second down and short yardage for Dodgeville. Second and one. They've been able to move the football in this second half. Hornets have scored three times in the second half at Dodgeville, just once after Just a touchdown separated the teams at break tonight. Second down and short yardage from the 44 of Richland Center. Stadola back to throw again. Guns it along the near side for Graber. Diving grab, can't get it. He had a step on his man right around the 15-yard line. Duncan Harper in the coverage. And it'll be third down and short yardage for the Dodgeville Dodgers. Just 5 seconds ticking off the clock on that play with a passing opportunity. Dodgeville runs in the play. Isaiah Argel is in with the play. He had a big play that set up Dodgeville's first touchdown this evening. Jabs and Bush going out to the left side. Argel on the near side along with Graber. Graber in motion, takes the handoff, going right tackle, and pushes his way for another Dodgeville first down in Richland Center's territory, the 40-yard line. Tate Perkins on the stop. Coming up for the play also is number 12, Raylan Ferguson. Ferguson playing a little more here in the second half. Clock down to 2:13 to go. Hornets leading 43-20. Stay tuned for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show on WRCO. Riverdale winning 42-0 over Boscobel tonight. There is the snap from center. Stadola on the run. The quarterback throws it, and it's caught by Dodgeville, and pushed out of bounds is Isaiah Argel. So they are moving the football, moving and grooving. So now, let's see. 43-20. We have a minute 48 remaining here. Richland Center in the lead. At last word, River Valley was leading Platteville. Have not heard a final on that one. Dodgeville up to the football. They look it over. Okay, looking back and ready to throw is Stadola. Guns into the right side. He's got a man, and it is caught down around the goal line, and a touchdown. Griffin Bush hauls it in, and the Dodgeville Dodgers score again. A minute 40 remaining. Stadola throws a 24-yard touchdown pass. This game isn't over yet. A minute 40 remaining in the football game. Stadola to Bush. Second touchdown here in this third quarter. Extra point is coming up. They'll go for two now, looks like. They break huddle. Line is set. Stadola under center. Back to throw. Guns it near side. Caught by Graber, and he is dancing into the end zone for the two-point conversion. 43-28. Dodgeville coming back. A minute 40 remaining. So it is caught. And we have a minute 40 remaining, so we'll see what happens in this one. The Hornets, last time, there it was a deep kick by Dodgeville, but the Hornets, after a long return, coughed up the football, and Dodgeville makes him pay. We'll be right back with more in a moment. High school football tonight from WRCO Sports.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. With a title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700, open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Welcome back to Avitus Rip Field in this one from WRCO Sports. Kind of a wild finish. Dodgeville kicks it away to the Hornets. Ball taken back around the 15-yard line, and Richland Center getting a pretty good return again. Brenton Baker taking a couple with him out to the 44-yard line. That's where the Hornets will have it with a minute 33 to play in their sixth possession of the football game here in the second half. So Baker, big return man, and the sticks will stretch out, and Richland Center going to try to ice this one away. Hornets in the huddle. Jaden Shep remains at quarterback. Heads out to the group, and now they're in huddle and breaking it out here. Ball at the 44-yard line, Richland Center zone. Fans have been tremendous tonight. Some have started to leave through the course of the second half. What a night. People sitting on blankets on the far side outside the school. Snap from center. Shep hands off. A running play. The near side, 50. Brady Dosh cutting more. He's got a room, and he's got a little bit more, and he's got more. And going, and gone from Brady Dosh, who went over 1,000 yards on the year earlier, and he's adding to it tonight. Brady Dosh with a big run for the Hornets. Lots of scoring in this one tonight, folks. Brady Dosh all the way down the sideline there, and the ball was marked at the 44, so another big run. Better than 50 yards again. Hornets will talk about an extra point. The kicker is Liam Fingerson, stretching out the legs. Just when you think all the scoring is over with. Shep is the holder. Awaiting the snap. There it is. Placement is made. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. 49-28. Richland Center leading Dodgeville. This is high school Friday night football from WRCO Radio Sports.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
RC will put the ball in the tee, and they will kick it off here. But we have more scoring tonight. I don't know. One of the keys has been these teams are getting pretty good returns on the kickoffs. Hornets celebrating on the sidelines. Cheerleaders going crazy tonight. Here's a chopper bouncing on the hard surface to around the 25, and Dodgeville falls on it after the kick by Fingerson, down by Griffin Bush. And Dodgeville takes over for its seventh possession of the second half. Hornets leading 50-28 after the Liam Fingerson kick. Fingerson has looked good on those extra points and kicks tonight. So Dodgeville starting at its own 29-yard line. We'll get you some more scores on the Filney flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Tim Feed doing a good job of supplying those to us tonight. Dodgeville with the ball in the near hash mark. Underneath center will be Stadola. He's had a big night tonight, Blake. Now it's a new quarterback in there. It is Carter McGraw. The handoff goes for a running play on the left side. Gains a few out to the 29-yard line. Clock starting to roll down now. Carter McGraw, just a freshman, getting a little action here in this fourth quarter. Dodgeville back in committee. Second down and 6 yards to go. Ball resting at the 29-yard line. Dodgeville zone. We're down to 50 seconds to play in the game. Carter McGraw under center and hands off for a running play and backing through up to around the 35 to the 36. Going to be close to a first down for Dodgeville when all is said and done. 88 was the ball carrier. That's Adam Eastman. Dodgeville wanting to get another playoff down to 28 seconds. Under center is McGraw. There's the snap. Hand off to number 7, Aiden Gibson Green. And he's brought down after a 2-yard gain at the 39-yard line. Dodgeville's own. Number 62 on the stop for Richland Center, Jaden Calland. And that might be the game's final play, and it will be. That'll be it. Hornets have a happy homecoming. 50-28, the final here over the Dodgeville Dodgers at the Vitus Rip Field. The teams will shake hands, and we'll put the bow on this one as well with the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show coming up in a moment. High school football Friday night from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show, and it's time for us to look back at the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. Well, it looks like we got to go back to a touchdown in the third quarter by Jaden Shep. Hornets were leading 21-14, and Dodgeville, with a fumble early on in the half, it was recovered by Blake Muller, and the Hornets took advantage. Jaden Shep capped off the drive with a 20-yard pass to Brenton Baker. That put the Hornets up by 14, and though it wasn't all that they would score tonight, and Dodgeville would have caught up had they not scored any more, that was a real key play. It gave Richland Center a lot of momentum. Jaden Shep to Brenton Baker, a 20-yard touchdown pass, goes as the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. Join Duncan Rewards to enjoy exclusive offers and start earning points toward free food and drinks. Our post-game show continues in a moment. Once again, tonight's final, Richland Center wins it 50-28. High school football tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Need a boost to power through your day? Dunkin' delivers. From energizing coffee to crave-worthy snacks, everything's made to order just the way you like it. And with the Dunkin' app, it's Dunkin' done easy. Order ahead and pay right from your phone. Join Dunkin' Rewards to earn points toward free food and drinks. Get exclusive offers you won't want to miss. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Big savings are rolling in at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Now, through September 30th, get up to $10,500 off pre-ordered savings on roll belt round balers and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Plus, trade in and get up to a $1,500 allowance on select disc binds. Visit Simpson's Tractor today, where hay and forage savings are in full swing.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Welcome back to Avitus Rip Field here at WRCO headquarters in the booth. And final score tonight, the victory goes to the Richland Center Hornets, 50-28, the final score. Some other scores on the Phil Nee flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. What a close one. It looks like River Valley has survived against Platteville, 28-26. Prairie du Chien, 36-28 over New Glarus. Lancaster, 56-18 over Broadhead Judah as well. And again, congratulations to Riverdale. A happy homecoming for the Chieftains. 42-0 over Boscobel this evening. Those among the scores that we have on the Phil Nee flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. And now, the scores around this game here. It was a close and wild one here tonight. We got some wild fans hanging around as well here. Some alumni I don't want to mess with. My goodness. Looks like they've been in the weight room a little bit. I know I have, but not enough. Anyway, here we go. Here's how the scoring went tonight. Brady Dosh opened the scoring with a 6-yard TD run. Liam Fingerson made it 7-0 with the extra point kick. Dodgeville had an interception. Braxton Staver intercepted a ball late in that first quarter, but they were not able to get anything done with that, and we went into the second quarter. Dodgeville did tie it up after a long pass from Sadola to Isaiah Argel. Braden Husum with a 1-yard touchdown run. Ethan Burke kicked the extra point to make it 7-7. Hornets have scored 2 touchdowns at the end of the first half. Brady Dosh with a 50-yard touchdown run. Fingerson's kick made it 14-7. And a little later on, Bronson Perkins, the fullback, freshman, getting a 59-yard run. Fingerson's kick made it 21-7. Dodgeville would score on a wild play at the end of the half. Brenton Baker had intercepted a football for Richland Center, and they were driving but unable to get anything done, so they went to punt a low snap, and Fingerson, as he was picking up the football, tried to lateral it, and it was actually taken or grabbed by Jack Graber of Dodgeville, and he returned it for a touchdown about 35 yards. So a defensive touchdown made the score 21-14 at halftime. Defensive plays in the second half, Blake Muller recovering a fumble for Richland Center, setting up their second possession and eventual score. Jaden Shep threw a 20-yard pass to Brenton Baker. That made it 28-14. And then a little bit later on, Dosh with a 19-yard run. Hornets went for 2. Jaden Shep to Kaizen Schwitzenberg with a 2-point conversion made it 36-14. And it was at that point where Brady Dosh had eclipsed 1,000 yards for his senior season here in Week 7. Hornets led 36-14 after 3 quarters, but the scoring was not done. Dosh would score on a 19-yard touchdown run to make it 42-14, 43-14 with the extra point with 9:47 to go. The next 2 scores belong to Dodgeville as they tighten the gap. It was Blake Stadola with a 7-yard touchdown pass to Jack Graber. And later on, it was a run by Griffin Bush, 24 yards, and the extra point or the 2-point conversion from Stadola, throwing to the Dodgers' number 10, Braxton Staver, for the 2-point conversion. 43-28 was the score. Richland Center, though, would score the final touchdown as Brady Dosh took one in from 56 yards out. Fingerson's kick gave the Hornets the half-century mark. 50-28, the final here tonight at Avitus Rip Field, and it is a happy homecoming for the Hornets, who also won this week in soccer, 1-0 over Prairie du Chien on Tuesday night. Soccer team did win again on Thursday, but Tuesdays meant more because it was a conference match and it was home. And then Richland Center's volleyball team winning in 5 sets over Dodgeville as well. Good luck to the cross-country team as they run tomorrow in Platteville. Our game tonight, engineered by the great Mr. Fabulous Tim Feed. We're going to join Football Friday Night, the statewide network as well, a little bit later on. Congratulations to the Hornets on their victory tonight by a score of 50-28. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and guarantee the job will be done right. We'll join you tomorrow, pregame time, 2 o'clock on this same channel as the Royal Panthers try to invade the Bulldogs' home turf on a homecoming Saturday at Ithaca. Kickoff time, 2:30 tomorrow. Phil Neese signing off. Have a great Friday night. You've been listening to High School Football from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Looking for a rewarding part-time job? Culbison is now hiring part-time trip drivers to transport school sports teams, field trips, and operate a weekday morning shuttle to Spring Green, starting at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday. Starting trip pay, $17 an hour. You're paid for your entire trip time, including wait time. For more information, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Culbison Terminal on Highway 14 next to TC Auto Works.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Thanks for joining us for local sports coverage on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Since 1949, WRCO Radio has proudly covered local sports, made possible by the unwavering support of our communities. We salute the student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans who work together to make these moments happen. It takes a team to bring local sports to life, and we're honored to be part of yours. This has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Football Friday Night, courtesy of the Wisconsin Radio Network, is sponsored on WRCO Radio by Larson Collision and Paint, Burnham Lumber, Classic Auto Body, Walsh's Ace, Scott Industries, Cardinal Glass CG, Wallace Cooper and Elliott, Utter Brothers, Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, Oakwood Fruit Farm, Dairy Hardware, Sunshine and Giggles, Christie's Sunnyside, Arthur's Supper Club, A&W of Boscobel, People's Community Bank, Added Touch, Arneson Repair, and Wisconsin Riverside and Resort.
Pick six on the very next possession to go up with a running clock, and the Pirates run away 56-7.
How about that? They just keep rolling. Bayport gets the job done again. Just again tonight.
Yeah, you know, and there's a lot of good teams in D1 this year. I know Bayport was the state champion last year. It's going to be a tougher road to hoe once they get into the postseason. But in that northeast part of the state in terms of Division One, yes, you've got Kimberly. Yes, you've got Nina. They played tonight. That was a great game. But you know what? That Bayport team, at the end of the day, they know how to win a title, and they are going to be a contender once again.
All right, still to come. We got a lot to get to. The Capital Conference. Columbus in first place. Lake Mills a game out. Who won that game tonight? Lake Mills got to have that one to stay in the conference race. Several teams, as I mentioned earlier, looking to get into the playoffs. Howard's Grove, Cedar Grove, Belgium in the Big East. Cedar Grove, Belgium looking to get a playoff advance to the playoffs. They went to the third round of the playoffs last year. They needed a win tonight to get in. Badgers, small playoff implications there between Sauk Prairie and Portage. We'll tell you how that game was won. Homecoming at Richland Center. How can we not talk about homecoming at Richland Center with our guy Phil Nee?
Yeah, there's going
to be... They're going to enjoy the dance tomorrow night in Richland Center. That is for sure. But yeah, we'll be looking forward to talking with Phil Nee. I'm still stuck on that Regis Mondovi result. Boy, Pete Knutson got the best game in the state so far. Absolutely spectacular for Regis to get that victory in that manner. Boy, would we like to see a rematch between those two teams in the postseason too, Chuck.
All right, we'll come right back. We'll hear from Gene Delisio, Wisconsin Valley football. Marshfield in action tonight. We'll see what happened with them, how they came out tonight. Marshfield looking to possibly get into the postseason. We'll get to all that coming up next. This is Football Friday Night. I'm Chuck Freeman. I'm with Dan Pfeiffer and our producer, Pipe Bomb, on Football Friday Night.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, to apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
Wallace Cooper and Elliott are proud to support Richland Center Hornets football. Just like the Hornets, they know that teamwork, preparation, and protection make all the difference. So whether it's home, auto, life, or business insurance, the team is here to help you protect what matters most. From Friday night lights to everyday life, they're in your corner. Let's go, Hornets! From your friends at Wallace Cooper and Elliott.
First down!
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus, M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Right on the banks of the Wisconsin River, there is a spot where friends gather, families celebrate, and the food always hits the spot. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill. S13220 Shiflett Road in Spring Green. Open daily at 11 a.m. through mid-November, then 6 days a week all winter long. Every Friday, enjoy their year-round fish fry and $3 old-fashions. Wisconsin Riverside Resort Bar and Grill. Your place on the river.
Squeeze in a couple here before we head to the top of the hour break. Chuck Freeman, Dan Pfeiffer. Or Cox, he covered Milton tonight. Milton in action. And Milton's been playing some good ball. I think they're going to make a deep run in the postseason. Lauren, how did Milton do tonight?
Yeah, Milton took care of business against DeForest. I thought it'd be a pretty close game, and it was in the first half. You know, late second quarter, it's 14-7 Redhawks, but then Milton gets one quick right before the break, and they come out in the second half, three unanswered touchdowns in the third quarter. They don't allow a Norski's first down in that period. We get a running clock by the fourth quarter and a blowout. And it's a surprise with Milton because, you know, their leading rusher and their star running back, Charlie Fitzke, went down with a knee injury just last week, but they found a way to get by without him.
Very good. Thank you very much, Lauren. We'll talk to you next week as he's covering Milton. Milton gets the win. Tomahawk and Medford, Greater Northern Conference. Now, Tomahawk got beat for a first time last week. Alex Cook was not very happy about it. We were thinking about bringing Hunter Baumgart back to do the broadcast because Cook ended the long losing winning streak there. But he's back. He asked for the job back, and we gave it to him. The Tomahawk come back, Alex, and win this game this week?
Yes, they did. As a matter of fact, they did, Chuck. They came back. It was actually a comeback also in the first half. They were down 8-0 at the half, came back and won 24-14. So Tomahawk's offense was able to move the ball pretty effectively with backup quarterback Jet Riley in the first half, but they just weren't able to get their defense off the field. Medford ran for over 120 yards in the first half, but only led by 8. Tomahawk was able to flip with a key Medford turnover in the third quarter. They were able to get touchdowns. Jet Riley with a beautiful 25-yard pass to Jonah Dickens also had a 1-yard touchdown run that tied the game up, and then Tegan Saracen with his first rushing touchdown of the year made the score 21-14. Wally Orbeck kicked through a 25-yard field goal to put Tomahawk ahead by 10. That was the final score. Now again, Tomahawk, they have 6 wins this year. This is the first time they've had 6 wins in a season since 2015, which ironically, Chuck, is also the last time they won a playoff game. So now the tension is going to flip over to Merrill. Tomahawk is still in a tie with Mosinee in the Great Northern Conference at 6-1, 4-1 in GNC play. Hatchets get back in the win column with a 24-14 win over Medford tonight.
They love you at Tomahawk much better than Hunter. I'm telling you. I don't even know. Yeah, they do. Alex, you're back for another week. You won your job back. You got a victory tonight. Thanks,
Thank
Alex.
You,
good
Thank
stuff.
You, appreciate it.
Alex Cook from WJJQ Tomahawk. What a beautiful country that is up there.
Indeed it is. I want to go back to Milton because, yes, they've now won 2 in a row, and they've won them in big fashion over Fort Atkinson and DeForest. But consider who they finished their season against. Sun Prairie East and Wanakee both on the road. Those are going to be good challenges for Milton. It'll be interesting to see where they fall after those two games in terms of the postseason.
Back to eight-player football. They played the state finals at Wisconsin Rapids. I wish they found a way to squeeze that into the day. The 2 days of the state finals where they have a 6th division, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, you know, it's a good venue for it because it's a little bit smaller and it's good for the crowd. And we've even said, you know, as much as we love Camp Randall, at times it feels a little big for the smaller divisions.
It does, but it's Camp Randall.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll tell you what, it's kind of a festival unto itself for 8-player. And not only that, it's a lot of the teams from up in that part of the state, so you can kind of get everybody together. It feels like their own thing, and I'm okay with it, Chuck. I get what you're saying, but I'm okay with it being there.
My guy Corey Rickard from the Oakfield Oaks, his team number one, they won tonight, and they're going to win the Southeast 8 Conference. We are with our guy Jeff Orlowski, Pipe Bomb. He's wanted 8 days a week at this radio station because he's so good. Appreciate him. He's running the board like a 5-star general tonight.
There you go, blowing it up.
Dan Pfeiffer, Chuck Freeman, Football Friday Night. We're coming right back for another hour after this.
Defense attorney Tom Grieve. Charged with.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center.
Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Scores and highlights from around the state, plus reaction, analysis, and more.
You see my hand up?
Now, here's your hosts, Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer.
All right, week 7 of the high school football season. This is Football Friday Night. We're here every Friday night during the high school football season. Yes, we are. Right to the state finals. My name is Chuck Freeman. That's Dan Pfeiffer. Our producer is Jeff Orlowski. And Football Friday Night brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Wisconsin Valley Conference. There's only one man for the Wisconsin Valley Conference. It's our guy, Gene Delisio, WOSQ, WDLB Radio. He's the voice of Marshfield Tiger football going on 40 years, and they beat Wausau West tonight 40-22, kicking off the